With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tropical storm Ernesto churned away from Bermuda and headed further out to the northeastern Atlantic, but it still sent powerful swells toward the east coast. Rip currents were associated with at least one death and prompted many rescues. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Mike Lee in New Jersey says a flood watch is in effect for portions of the state.
Pretty much the urban corridor of southern New Jersey, that's Camden, Gloucester, northern Burlington County, all up to central New Jersey and northern New Jersey. That's a result of a cold front that's coming through later today, potentially bringing us a nice round of heavy thunderstorms and good downpours, and potentially dropping a good amount of rainfall in a very short period of time, resulting in some localized flash flooding.
Former President Donald Trump's rally in Wilkes-Barre over the weekend was a swath of a pivotal battleground state where he hopes conservative white working class voters near Biden's hometown of Scranton will boost his chances of winning back the White House.
Who would believe this? 80 days from now, we are going to defeat a communist known as Kamala Harris. She's a communist. Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says his ninth diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war to press for the quick conclusion of elusive ceasefire agreement. He arrived in Israel Sunday ahead of what mediators have billed as the last push to reach a deal that will take place in Cairo later in the week. He will meet with top Israeli officials on Monday before traveling to Egypt on Tuesday. The latest Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed 29 people. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A popular evangelist issues an invitation. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Greg Laurie, host of the annual Harvest Crusade in California, says he's glad to hear that Elon Musk and Richard Dawkins consider themselves to be cultural Christians. So Laurie is inviting the tech billionaire and the prominent British atheist to take the next step and become real Christians. In a new video message, the pastor says, quote, I would encourage both of them and anybody else who identifies himself as a cultural Christian to come into a relationship with Christ himself, being a real Christian. That's the ultimate answer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to colleges across the country, administrators are bracing for a resurgence in anti-Semitic protests of the kind that swept campuses last spring. The summer break has provided a chance for school officials to regroup and strategize for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by universities exist as well. You're listening to SRN News. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia gives a chilling details on a fire that broke out on a Ferris wheel at a music festival in eastern Germany.
Footage shows festival goers looking worried at the Ferris wheel from a distance while someone continues performing on stage. The fire started on one gondola and then spread to a second one. The operator of the Ferris wheel said that no passengers were sitting in the gondola in which the fire started. According to a German news agency, four people suffered burn injuries and one suffered injuries from a fall. The others, including first responders and at least four police officers, were examined in the hospital for possible smoke inhalation. The accident took place at the Highfield Festival near Leipzig. The police are still investigating what caused the fire. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Our thanks to Rika Ann for that story. You'll find more details, news, and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.